Top Reasons You Should Be Reading More Books, Part 2. Be right back. Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So this is part two of the top reasons you should be reading more books. You know, lately we've been going over, you know, books more often that kind of cover topics that, you know, you, the family, have asked us to cover. And as always, we love and appreciate you, and we enjoy making these videos for you. So without further ado, guess what? We're going to get right into it. One of the benefits of reading is to expand your vocabulary. I mean, where else are you going to hear words like anti-disestablishment, Arianism, right? Where are you going to hear that? So, and try saying that fast three times. That should be fun. But seriously, though, reading more, you're going to be exposed to words that you don't actually use every day. This will give you a better understanding when you're communicating with other people, and sometimes you might actually pick up some new words as well. Sometimes being well-spoken with a good vocabulary and knowledge in your certain chosen field can actually help people higher up the ladder notice you. This can lead to promotions, especially as you kind of blend it with some of the productivity tips that we've discussed in some of our prior videos. Ever found it difficult to focus or concentrate on things? Another great reason to read is it can actually improve your focus and your concentration. You probably realize that in this day and age, we're all pulled kind of like in a million different directions. And today, you can look up pretty much any topic that you want at any time right there on the web. You may have 1,000 things on your to-do list, and focusing on just one thing can be kind of challenging. We're often convinced that multitasking is good, but focus is the key to success. While reading, your eyes and your thoughts can kind of focus on the details of the book. Even reading just 20 minutes a day can really help you. Reading also improves your writing skills. Not everybody, you know, aims to be a professional writer, but most of us end up writing in our jobs or personal life. By reading, you can start to choose to learn from the best writers out there. Even if a little of those writing skills make it into your own writing, you'll actually improve over time. On a similar train of thought, reading can improve your communication skills, even if you don't read books on communication, which I would encourage actually, but you'll still kind of get better at communicating from just reading alone. If you read fiction and the writer uses colorful ways to describe objects or situations, this may give you some examples of how you can start to describe things as well, outside of just, you know, metaphors alone. This can kind of help you seem more interesting to your listener. You can always paint a better picture, so to speak. You know, imagine how much better you'll be able to describe stories to your friends and your family, or even better, explain tasks to employees or coworkers. So, to summarize, it's simple. Read more books, all right? So after hearing these last two videos, are you gonna start reading more? What is your reading goal? What's the next book that you plan on reading? I'd love to hear your thoughts, and as always, please share with us what other topics you'd like us to cover right there in the comments section below. So as always, God bless you, love you, stay sane in this crazy world. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch y'all on the next one.